Good morning and welcome back to Rosie on the House, where this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, we're talking about reasons to get outdoors in the great state of Arizona. One reason that we have found with our kids is geocaching, and we've got Mr. Geocache of Arizona, Al Schoon, here visiting with us. Al, not only can you go on the website geocaching.com, get your membership, sign in, ask for, you know, maybe you're going to, you know, Prescott, or maybe you're going to one of the events we'll talk about later in the show, and you want to see if there's any geocaching there. You get that information and the longitude, latitude coordinates. It takes you right to that area, and once you get in that vicinity, you've got to start looking for the actual hidden geocache. Now, you brought some that are really interesting. But you have one, your kind of pseudonym name is Duckmeister.
Correct.
Okay. So you have this little red duck with devil horns on it. That's you?
That would be my avatar.
Okay. All right. Okay. So it's attached to a dog tag. Now, correct. What is that?
The dog tag has a tracking number on it. You purchase the dog tag through geocaching.com or a couple of other sites, then you can attach it to something and it becomes a trackable item. That tracking number on it allows me to see where it's going from place to place.
Okay, so people who visit that site are expected to take it. You know, if you plan on doing more, then you take it with you and you put it in the next one, and then someone else picks it up and puts it in the next one.
And that's kind of the rule of geocaching, right? If you take something, you have to leave something.
Yeah, but this one's trackable, though.
This is a trackable. There are just trinkets, which are just exchanged. If you take something out of a geocache, you put something of equal or greater value in. But then there are also trackable items. Okay. And trackable items are retrieved from a geocache, and generally they have some sort of a mission.
Okay.
So when you retrieve a trackable item from a geocache, then hopefully you will help it along its way on its mission.
We have one that ends up in the Czech Republic.
We did. Mm-hmm. We had one trackable bug that left our site in eastern Arizona and ended up in the Czech Republic. I'm a mail one that we found to our daughter in Tbilisi, Georgia, and she's going to plant it on the border of Russia.
Wow. So,
yours is going where?
I have one geocache in Michigan. My brother has a small farm in the area of Bridgman, Michigan, and my nephew created a geocache there, which he made out of old car bumpers that he cut up, and he placed a shelf in it where we put a geocaching container on it. It's called the Chrome Turtle of Glacier Hills.
Okay.
So I am going to send this trackable item to my nephew, and he's going to place it in that geocache.
Now, that's on public property?
It's accessible? It's right on the edge of their farm, which is right along a country dirt road and a little pond.
Okay, all right.
So it's
that gets perfect. Planted.
This gets placed in that geocache, and its mission is going to be to come back to me in Arizona.
When I find that, and I go to geocache and look the registered number up, it will tell me the cache's mission?
It will tell me the trackable's mission, and it'll tell you where it's at. Right now, it shows that this is in my possession.
Okay.
Once I place it in the Chrome Turtle of Glacier Hills, then it'll show that it's registered in there.
Okay.
So it'll be in that geocache. And when someone picks it up from there and they move it to another geocache heading this way, maybe it moves 10 miles, maybe it moves 100 miles, maybe it moves all the way, then they will place it in another geocache and they'll register that they've placed it in that geocache. And then someone else will pick it up from there and so on until it gets back where.
And you plant a lot of your geocaches locally on bicycles. Since you've retired, geocaching and bicycle riding has done what for you?
I've lost about 40 pounds.
There's one.
What a fun way
there
to do
you go,
that.
Huh?
That beats the heck out of an exercise cycle, right?
Hey, this is just one more activity you can add on your to-do list should you ever win an Arizona staycation, which you can only register to win at one place, rosieonthehouse.com. It's on the front page of our website. It's right there in the tile, big old picture of a Ford truck from Sanderson Ford. Sanderson Ford sponsors this. We pick a winner every single month. You get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick any car out that's in their demo lot. We've had people pick Fusions. We've had them pick Platinum F-150s. We've had them pick the convertible Mustangs, which is the one I would pick, by the way.
And we'll ever win that?
I don't think we can win. And once you get the car, Jennifer gives you a gas card, so wherever you're going isn't going to cost you a dime. You tell us where you want to go. We have 18 lodging partners located throughout the state of Arizona. We arrange for you to have two nights free stay. You decide when you want to go and where you want to go, and we make it as close to free as possible. We pay for the gas. We give you a brand new car. And if you're willing to stay with one of our lodging partners, we'll pick up the tab. And lots of gift baskets in the car.
We have great gift baskets. Just this last one, we gave Big Basket from Soretta Candy. And they're local on 53rd Avenue in Glendale. I just went into their factory last week. It's so much fun. You can go in there. There's hundreds of candies to choose from. All kinds of local Arizona stuff if you're wanting to put together like an Arizona basket.
It's a great gift basket idea.
Just like I Love Lucy where they're making the candy. You can see the gal stand there. The candy's whizzing by. They're throwing it in boxes. It's a charming place. So, and great food. And then just around the corner there on 58th Avenue, I believe, just north of Glendale Road is Coyote Odie's. Precious little shop, great gals in there, and they make the best cookies you have ever, ever eaten.
And that's the truth. I'm not a big cookie eater. But
you can't resist those, can you?
No, that really can't. I mean, when we get a box of those back at the office, I just nibble on them until they're all gone.
And they make
me and Stan fight over them.
Yeah. Yeah, fight Stan off the chocolate. So they have these great little wooden crate baskets, and you can have your logo emblazoned right on it. So it's really a great gift idea.
If you win the staycation, there are a lot of activities going on. Like if you had won it and you were traveling this weekend, what are some of the things you could attend this weekend?
Well, you could go to Fountain Hills, the Festival of Arts and Crafts, and there's a Techno Ridge geocache and the what was the Halitosis Bad Breath one? I don't know why you'd want to find that one.
Those are names of geocaches and about the vicinity where the Fountain Hills Arts and Crafts Festival, one of the largest arts and crafts festival in the country, are being held this weekend.
That's right. And if there's Scottsdale Food and Wine Festival this weekend, and there's one Schrader's Pond planted by our guest Al here, as well as there's one called Hash Knife Hank, and there's one called Fifth Avenue. Of course, dozens more, but those are just kind of some of the fun names. Half the fun is just finding one of the name you like. And then Prescott, Al's going to tell us a lot about that one. There's a great one by the Raven called the Indiana Jones and the Flame of Shantico.
Okay. And then you've got some even out at PIR, right?
Yeah. Romy, did you find any out at NASCAR?
I did. And it's very interesting because there's two different settings. When you go on, so I downloaded the app and I looked up PIR and there's four. But then I looked online and there's actually like three inside the actual raceway and more around it. But they're blue, and on the desktop what it says blue is you have to be a premium member. So there's four for your base members, and then that doubles if you're a premium member. And that only helps at NASCAR if you're out there being a premium member, if you have pit passes, because these are actually inside.
Well, Al mentioned that some of the better ones are on the premium membership. So some of the better caches you'll find if you actually go ahead and join.
Geocaching, one more activity you can do if you're a winner of the Arizona staycation. You can only register for that at rosieonthehouse.com. But you don't have to be a winner to geocache. Al, let's talk about what you think is the number one geocache in Arizona. Let's talk about that.
Okay, I think in Prescott Valley, there is a geocacher by the name of the Raven. And if he were a little closer here to the greater Phoenix area, he would be overwhelmed with visitors. But he has one geocache in particular called the
Indiana Jones and the Flame of Shantico.
Yes.
It's a mouthful.
And it's part one and part two. Part one is in the Prescott Valley Library. And to do this particular geocache, you have to find puzzle pieces within the library. So you're sent from place to place to collect different items. After you collect all the information within the library, you put it together and you find a cryptics, which you must solve and open, and inside the cryptics there is a map. The map gives you coordinates if you know how to read it, and there's a tricky little part there where you need a black light to read the correct coordinates, because there's false coordinates and correct coordinates.
Okay.
And that will take you to Indiana Jones, The Flame of Quantico, Part 2.
I'm thinking that would be a great Boy Scout event or a boy's birthday party. On the website, it's called Welcome to Ravenland.
Yes.
And his sites are actually approved by the library, so the library is not going to worry about you going in there and trying to find this. They are actually participating.
They are helpful to you.
And what's part two? It gets better?
It gets better. Part two is in a mine. So you drive about 10 or 15 miles away from the library up a kind of a four-wheel drive road, but you can get most of the way without a four-wheel drive vehicle and walk to the mine. The mine is a straight-in shaft. It's not scary. Well, maybe a little scary. There are a few bats hanging from the ceiling now and then. But it's a straight-in shaft that goes back probably 500 feet. On the walls of the shaft, you need a black light in order to pick up different symbols. So you collect all of these symbols as you're walking through the mine shaft until you have all of them. Once you collect them all, you have to sequence them correctly.
Wow.
And you find another cryptics that you must open in order to get to the final geocache. It's really fun.
Jennifer, you're right. That would make a great young man's birthday party.
Yes.
Yeah, but it sounds like the Raven's retired. I think he's got a little bit of time on his hands.
I think so, too. But what a great way to spend it, you know? That's really a great way to educate and to challenge. I think it's amazing.
The Raven is in the construction business, in remodeling business. So he's very, very busy right now.
Wow.
And he's kind of farmed out a lot of his geocaches to an older couple called Gene and Joe. And they are maintaining him for him, but they're just treasures.
And so, what library?
It's the library in Prescott Valley.
Okay,
which is a beautiful building just by itself.
It is.
Yes.
It is. It is beautiful. Now let's talk about the geocaches in your local neighborhood that you've planted. You were telling earlier that you'll sit at home in the morning reading your paper and drinking a cup of coffee, and your phone will alert you that someone's found a particular geocache you've planted.
Yes. I'm known to do this from time to time, especially with the advent of smartphones. Folks are logging their geocaches as they go right on their phone. So they will find a geocache, and most of mine are set up in kind of a series string. So you know what the next one is going to be and the next one and so on. And there is a string of them right behind my house along the Arizona Canal. And I will see that somebody is there. And they found the first one, and then I see they found the second one. And then I said, you know what? Maybe I should just get on my bike and take a little ride out there and greet them.
I'll tell you, one of the funnest ones my daughter and I ever found was on the summit of Picacho Peak. Pretty good climb to get up there, and it was a pretty hard geocache to find. And there were other geocachers up there looking for it as well. And one of the geocachers got particularly upset that we were all visiting and working on it together. He says, no, you must find it yourself. So I want to get back to the proper protocol, because there's some on the summit of Camelback Mountain we found, and some on the summit of Piestewa Peak.
Yes.
And what's the proper protocol once you're out there? When we get back, I want to talk to Al Schoon, our guest here in studio, a little bit more about that geocaching in Arizona. Y'all stay tuned.